What hope can be taken from destabilization in Syria's war? Christians are risking taking Bibles into a hostile Creative Access nation. And believers rescue 19 would-be jihadists. We'll provide the details on this and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Preemptive or not, Israel has entered into the fray surrounding Syria. The January 30th airstrike and a third installation of the Iron Dome was proof of that and raised questions about a march toward war. However, Sat7 CEO Terry Ascott says the strike had an unintended effect, unity.
President Assad's status has gone up several points in the wake of the Israeli attack, because he was then seen as a victim of Israeli aggression, and this garnered the sympathy of neighboring Arab states as well.
And Syria's resources are spread too thin already. But no matter who wins,
it's not going to be good news for most Syrians, and certainly for minorities such as the Kurds, or the Alawites, or the Christians.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, and while they don't focus on politics, their programming team does look at impact.
We're more aimed at the plight and loss of hope for individuals, praying for these individuals, and trying to put a Christian perspective on the whole situation.
Next, in a country with a history of persecuting Christians, ministries are teaming up to bring in God's word.
Pastors and evangelists are killed regularly in this country. Christians are persecuted. Sometimes Christian girls are forced to marry Muslim men.
Can't tell you the country because of security reasons, but Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says they're working with the Voice of the Martyrs USA to truck Bibles in from a neighboring country.
It took about a year to get permission. So we've been working at it, and thankfully the Lord has really blessed us.
The groups hope to send 20,000 Bibles into the region over the next few months, but they need your help.
It's about $3.35 to print and ship them into the country.
You can support this project online at missionnetworknews.org and pray that as people receive God's word, they'll find salvation through Jesus Christ.
There's a great receptivity to the gospel in the villages. People are tired of all the terrorism and all the bloodshed. People are just hungry for the truth.
This is Mission Network News. 19 Christian kids recently escaped a jihadist fate in Bangladesh. According to International Christian Concern, college students rescued the kids at a bus stop and captured the trafficker. He had told parents their children were going to Christian boarding schools, but in reality, the trafficker had planned to sell these kids to Islamic schools that train children for terrorism. So pray freedom for the hundreds of kids who still need to be rescued from these Islamic centers. Meanwhile, imagine never knowing if or when the government is going to crack down on your church. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association says this is the everyday life for Christians in Belarus.
In terms of religious freedom, though, it really has proven to be a mixed bag through the years. The government does indeed keep very tight controls, especially over evangelical Christianity. But it seems like if you watch it over time, you had periods that ebb and flow.
SGA provides help to local churches, pastors, and Christian ministries.
Our basic purpose is to serve evangelical churches in whatever way the Lord opens up. But we don't view it as our place to be a sending organization to send Western missionaries over. We very much believe in serving the indigenous church and helping them to reach their own people.
Pray that leaders will allow true religious freedom to proclaim the gospel openly. And when college students have summer break, many think about catching up with friends or making some extra money. Buckner International is challenging young adults to do something more with their summer. With Project Go, volunteers are able to teach English, run vacation Bible schools, and help with construction projects. Pray that those they're helping will be open to hearing about the story of Jesus Christ. If you want to get involved this summer, visit us at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire the kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.